When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
So I bring her back, we're all excited or whatever, for a solid hour. I cannot get hard. I think I just drank too much. And then I could see, like, slowly it was like a, yeah, it's okay, you know, no big deal. And I'm like, Sheldon, come on. Yeah.
Do you think it was because there was something about her that
turned you off?
Yeah.
For guys, there's so many different reasons. We're emotional too. We can't just see ass and like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm ready to Sometimes, you know, I gotta be in the mood.
I feel like most girls, if I was in that position and he couldn't get hard, I'd be like, am I like stinky?
Maybe you might not be a good kisser. I've had that happen. She bit my fucking upper lip. I was like, yo, chill. And then, you know, she reached for my, I was like, hold on, I'm gonna use the bathroom.
If I was a girl sitting out there waiting for you,
no, like, I'd literally be like, what the fuck?
Well, no, you don't know what was going on.
If you're taking a long enough time, I think it'd be like, yeah, are you doing it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, is he like messaging his boys about like,
no, for real.
You get quite self-conscious about this stuff then.
It's like, imagine you're trying to suck a right? And then like, it's just so soft. No matter what you're doing, you're licking the balls, you're licking the f***ing head. It's just... Welcome to the Down Bad Show.
Welcome. Today, we have a couple friends in the studio today. Hailing all the way from Markham, Canada, is Sheldon.
What's up?
Mando.
What's up?
And his lovely lady. And my wonderful...
Nice.
Starting off from the topic that we talked about yesterday, which was you being an awkward guy, but still getting mad girls. Well, I don't know if you want to hear about that.
I knew that going in. So.
I don't think I'm an awkward guy per se. I think I have awkward humor.
The way that you said it was kind of awkward.
Yeah. What? What's awkward about that?
It just felt like forced.
Yeah, it was
and
like,
robotic a little.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Okay.
Unnatural. Like, you even like came closer you to the mic big. And you're like ready to like lay down.
All right, fine. Fine. I'm an awkward guy.
How did Sheldon approach you? Was that a club?
He didn't approach me. Like we were friends to begin with, and I always thought you were this like cute, innocent.
She thought I was a virgin.
Virgin.
She said it right now. She's like, I thought you were a virgin.
And like, it wasn't because you were necessarily awkward, but you're definitely more on the shy side, and you're more like, kind of hands in your pocket, kind of like nod your head to the guy. You know what I mean? But as of today, like, I don't think you're actually that awkward. I actually think you use that to your like advantage, because for girls who are more on the shy side, I feel like that's something they lean towards.
Right. But do you remember like his friend? Because it's one thing to be like friends, like, you know, in a group setting, but there's another thing to be like, oh hey, you want to go out on a date?
We just fucked. Like, like there was no date prior.
Yeah, it was like we were at the club and then
it was a club.
Yeah, it was at Easy in Toronto, which you're familiar
yeah,
with.
Yeah, very
and
familiar with that.
I just broke up with my ex at that time. And I remember seeing him at the club, and I'm like, hey, just
how
broke
recent
up
was
my
the breakup?
Ex.
Literally, like, immediately.
Oh, it was like a couple months, maybe weeks?
Right.
A couple weeks.
And as soon as he heard that, he's like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, and that's where I felt like the hand slid into my waist. And I was like, okay. I thought you were cute, so I was like down.
I think we always had some tension built up. We always had some tension built up.
It's the eye contact like throughout the friend groups, right?
Because she would occasionally come film videos with us, and then like I was always partnered with her for these like random challenges we did. So we just always had like random chemistry built up.
Right.
But
right.
She just always thought I was like a little brother, virgin.
Yeah. A little virgin brother.
Until you felt the hand slip.
Yeah, and I was like, I can do this.
Now you were at the club, right? Were you wearing heels?
I wasn't. But there's
thank
these
God.
Platforms.
I distinctly remember I was at the club with her, and as she was saying, there were these platforms, and I was like, I gotta get on the platform, bro. And then I put her, she was on the floor, I was on the platform, and I was like, all right, I can do this.
Yeah, there's these small platforms at UZ, and like, he literally hopped on top of it so he could like kiss me with like my head up. Like, so he's right. He was like caressing my like face, right, so that right. My head would be like this. And I just remember like Edward and Mike around us like laughing their ass off. And they're like, yo, Sadie, height doesn't matter.
It
like,
doesn't. You're on your fine. Throne, bro.
Yeah, for the record, she's like 5.
I'm 5'9".
And I'm like 5'5.5".
You're 5'6".
Oh, yeah. One brace.
You're 5'6".
Does that matter, height for a guy?
I prefer guys that are taller.
I feel like I always go for guys like the whole image of like, oh, six foot or above. But yeah. Then like if I look back on the track record of men that I've dated, they're all like 5'5".
Ho!
Like I'm not even kidding. They're like short.
Are you?
I'm 5'4". So like they're literally like head to head with me.
Wow.
What do you think it is? Like do you think short guys are just funnier?
I think like... No, I don't think short guys are funnier. I think
they got more personality. They got like, you know.
I think they definitely have tall people energy. Like, well, for Sheldon, like, I never thought I would date a guy shorter than me. Right. Like, that was probably like one of my main criteria. Like, no short boys. Mm-hmm. But then the more we interacted, the more we talked. Like, I never really felt you were actually short.
No, I kind of get that though, because like usually the guys that end up dating, like, I don't really feel that they're short. Like, it's nice if you're like able to rest your head on their shoulder, but then like, I don't know. Like, I don't really care at that point. Yeah. When I get to know them, it's just like, oh, that's cool.
I feel like a lot of girls put out like the like. It's like the whole social media like 6 feet, gotta be over 6 feet shit, but then like when it actually comes down to it, like it's just vibes. It's like the vibe, it's cool. Mm-hmm. They don't really care. And I think like that's what like a lot of guys need to see, is like just
and,
vibes.
Like, I just noticed that like a lot of tall guys, I feel like because they have this idea that they're tall, they're naturally attractive. Mm-hmm. That they don't really have much of a personality.
They don't game.
They don't try because they're like, I'm tall.
Yeah, it's like kind of like the hot girl, hot guy syndrome where you're just like, oh, like, you know, I'm an attractive guy, I'm tall. I don't really need to like work for it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, good thing I'm like, you know, I'm tall and I got personality, right?
He's not tall.
You know, that's what's nice about me because I got all the grounds, I got all the areas covered. Mm. You know what I'm saying? What's
that?
Anyways, moving on.
Jimmy Loki ultra simpy.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. He got the down bad show fuckboy vibe, but he low key ultra simpy.
What do you mean?
Huh?
I mean,
he a lover boy.
I'm a lover boy. I'm a certified lover boy. I want to get back to the cringiest, most awkward like.
Yeah. My awkward sex story was about like a guy getting hard. And how that impacts the girl.
Oh, so it could be like, this is a teaching moment.
Yeah. Possibly. No, not like that. It's like, because I was thinking my awkward story was one time I was trying to hook up with this guy multiple times and he just could not get hard with
really?
Me.
Really?
And like, I literally like teared up at one point because
wait,
I was
no,
like,
no, I've
oh,
had
trying.
That before too.
So it's like, in a way, I feel like this is like a good topic.
It is a teaching moment.
Yeah. But then not in a perspective of me telling that was my awkward experience.
Sure.
Okay, we can wait, know. No, just do a hypothetical.
Okay,
hypothetical.
Yes.
So don't point it
out. Oh, no.
Okay,
my most awkward sex story was I was with this girl. It was like Halloween time. So, and like that year, first off, I'm going to say.
What's her name? I'm kidding.
I see you there. But anyway, I'm going to just say that. It was a cool pull because that year I was a ghost for Halloween. So I just wore like a fucking sheet over my head. and then at the start of the night I was like that's my boys. I was like, yo, I bet you I can make out with a girl and get her under my ghost sheet tonight and see what happens. And
pretty
then
vicious.
But anyway, so we're doing things and then
oh,
I just
she went under the sheet?
Like, well, I mean, when I get back, like I took the sheet off. Like, she knows I look like
right.
Like I'm not gonna like keep the ghost sheet on.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah. But you approach her with the ghost sheet?
I approach her with the ghost sheet.
Oh, that's fire.
I approach her with the ghost sheet.
Damn.
I
you have, like, the eyes out?
Yeah, I had two eyes and a mouth hole.
Oh, a mouth hole?
You went up to her, you, like, lifted up your
game. No.
You just
went
like
that? No. I went up to her.
You got crazy game.
No.
You could spit game over
no, I talked to her. I talked to her as a ghost.
But she wasn't, like curious as to what you look like?
Yeah,
just like
no, we just talked, bro. It's Halloween. But anyway, so I bring her back. And like she's all excited, we're all excited, or whatever. And then, like for a solid hour, I cannot get hard.
Mm.
I cannot get hard. Like I think I just drank too much alcohol or something like that, but
yeah.
I cannot get hard. And then I could see like slowly it was like a, okay. Yeah, it's okay, you know, it's like no big deal. And I'm like, I'm like, come on, man, Sheldon, come on. Yeah.
I was like, do you think it was because you were too drunk, or because like there was something about her that like
turned you off?
Yeah, or like you just couldn't get hard because
for guys, there's so many different reasons, right? We're emotional too. We can't just see ass and like, oh yeah, I'm ready to. You know, like I gotta sometimes, you know, I gotta be in the mood, I gotta be in the moment, right? So what?
No, I'm just thinking because I feel like most girls would just like think that it's like something that was wrong with them.
But they're not hard enough. Like,
I feel like if I was in that position and he couldn't get hard, I'd be like, fuck, am I like stinky? Am I like
maybe you might not be a good kisser. I've had that happen.
You wait, so
really?
You,
like you can
move like she bit my fucking like upper lip. I was like, yo, chill. And then I was like, do I gotta teach you how to kiss? In the back of my I didn't say that, but in the back of my head I was like, do I have to teach this girl how to kiss? I was like, wait, slowly, please. And then it was just like it wasn't working. And then, you know, she reached for my I was like, hold on, I'm gonna use the bathroom. And then I excused myself to go to the bathroom. And I had like that moment. I was like, yo, Jimmy, wake the fuck up. Right? Like, yo, get up. Like, you know?
Yeah.
If I was a girl sitting out there waiting for you.
No, I'd literally be like, what the fuck?
Well, no. Because in your head, you're just like, you know, he's just used in the bathroom. Right? You don't know what was going on in the bathroom.
If it took me a long enough time, I think it'd be like, yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, is he like messaging his boys about like
no for real like what is he doing
fam
like,
yo
no maybe I'm just saying
yo you get like you get quite self-conscious about this stuff then
yeah I mean like well, I if do. A guy can't get like hard
yo
like, you... it's like imagine you're trying to suck a dick right and then like it's just so soft and it's just no matter what you're doing you're licking the balls you're licking the fucking head it's just like
yo, I'm telling you right now, like 95% of the time, it's not the girl's fault.
Yeah, like we got up to that point because we find you attractive.
Yeah.
It depends actually, because some guys just go out just to clap for a one night stand. I can't speak on behalf of those dudes, but for me personally, a lot of times I probably scolded you out with the boy like, yo, she bad, huh? And then we got up to that point. And it's like so many different factors.
I think it was reassuring to hear that it's not like the girl's fault.
It's not the girl's fault. Right? It's always
I've
like
never heard this before.
Yeah, it's always like kind of like performance anxiety or like
performance anxiety.
Performance anxiety is a big one. Like, or two things. It's performance anxiety, I'm tired, or I'm drunk.
What do you usually say and do in that moment? Are you just like,
oh, I normally act pretty cool. I'll be like, fuck, that hasn't happened in a while. Oh wait, no, it happened recently actually. just kidding. But
so awkward.
Okay,
you're so awkward. Like, I'm so funny.
You're so quirky.
That was a good one. Oh, I've also had like thoughts that intrude the moment. Whereas like I couldn't get it up because I wasn't actually into that person.
Mm-hmm.
So like I couldn't get it up at all, and then it was just like, okay, I invite her over for like a one night stand type of deal.
Yeah,
and she gets it, you know. I think it was like 20 minute of conversation, and we just started making out, and then it was back to the lover boy thing.
Yeah. You need a lot of feelings involved before you do anything.
And it was like very recent after like post breakup.
Yeah,
it was just like one of those like things where I'm like, I'm back on the field, you know.
Yeah,
but.
So you couldn't get hard, and then
I could, yeah.
And then what did she do? Was she self conscious or like what did she say?
No, she was a trooper. She tried.
Yeah,
she tried. I just couldn't come alive. She, you know, she went down and like.
Did you say I'm sorry?
Huh?
Did you say I'm sorry?
That's so awkward if you say sorry. That's so awkward.
Really? Really?
I'm sorry is weird. I feel like.
Wait, if you can't get hard and if you don't, you're like. What do you say then? You're not. Like,
no, I just like. Oh, I remember what I do now. I just play it off like it's nothing, and I was like, oh, like, don't worry about it. It's like it happens sometimes, and then I was like, oh yeah.
No, I was a little too honest. I was like, oh, I just woke up with my ex. Like,
oh my god, bro.
Yeah, but then you'd be like, yeah, sorry, like sorry about it. Like, yeah, like sorry, I can't get hard. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's like.
Because I feel like there's also guys who could also be explosive because maybe they're just like. Like, you know, sucking my dick nice enough, or like, I don't know, because of,
like, what's happened to you?
Performance anxiety, like, they don't know how to communicate and they don't know how to be like, oh, hey, it's not you, it's me, and then they're like kind of explosive about it because there are those cases too.
I was a gentleman about it, I think. You know, I was like, hey, you got a nice butt, Let's just put it away. And then I'll walk you down.
Dude, I feel like as a woman that like is kills. In that situation,
it's I would very be like, awkward, huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd just, be like, I'll pack my shit and I'll leave.
But it, you know, I think it depends on the person. Some girls are very understanding. Any other vibe killers?
You a vibe killer in mind?
It wasn't a vibe killer, but it was just our like first time experience. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh. I really don't want to talk about my first time experience.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny though.
A vibe killer for me was there's actually one of my like big worries before like getting with Sandy was like I like taller girls, but I hooked up with a taller girl before, right? And like before Sandy and stuff. And she was so tall that I had to tiptoe. So like I was doing a calf workout while I was thinking I was like, oh fuck, my calf's getting tired. I was like, oh okay. and then she'd be like, oh, are you gonna put it in? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm just I would grab pillows from like I grabbed pillows from like from the front and I was trying to make it
discreet
so that like, she wouldn't notice, but I was like putting pillows under my knees so I could get a little higher and stuff. That's the first time with Sandy I had this too. It was like also I was a little bit stressed about the whole time. I was like, yo, I'm a little stressed, man. Like that's why after that I was like, yeah, I can't do tall girls, bro. I was grabbing pillows underneath, put them underneath, bro. I was tiptoeing, man.
What position? Wait, hold on. Were you guys standing up?
No, because like yeah, even like if I'm standing up,
yeah.
And she's too tall, like
right. It's a calf exercise. Yeah.
It's kind of, I'm tiptoe, yeah. And then if I'm on the bed and she's like on her knees or whatever,
yeah.
But then I'm still too short.
Really?
Yeah, damn. Bro. Yeah.
No, because it's like I'm on my knees, like as doggy, sure. On top of the bed, and he's on the floor. So I'm already elevated. So then, and then you, I remember you telling me the next day, he's like, yo, I have to go on my tiptoes. And I was like, wow.
That's cute.
And I guess to add on to that, like from my perspective, like the vibe kill for the first couple of times were because when we would do, let's say, like cowgirl. Because I'm tall and you have a shorter torso, I felt like I wanted to make out with you, but I had to like hunch my like I couldn't get that position right, and I was trying to kiss you, but your nose was at my mouth level.
Oh my god!
So I was like,
kiss him on the forehead.
So then I had to like you know like bend my torso sideways so then I could kiss him like this, and he was also my first short guy ever too, so it was like we were both like
making adjustments.
Yeah,
it was like the first time was obviously not the greatest.
No, the first time is never good.
It's never good. Yeah. But it's like because of the height difference it made it more like
apparent.
Yeah. And it was honestly entertaining though. It was funny because like, huh, this is so interesting.
I remember the next day because like obviously mutual friends, right? And then my friend's like, yo, Sandy said it was so funny. I'm like, funny? Funny? I was like, funny?
Like, yeah, I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was bad sex. Like, I think I've had actually bad sex before, but like.
It's funny sex.
It was funny sex. Like, I was like laughing. I was like smiling. I was like, oh my God, this is so entertaining. Like, even.
It's not something guys want to hear.
Even doing 69, yeah. Because her torso dropped the line and I was on top. I also have to like punch my back, and his cock was like down here, right?
Hey, yo.
So I was like, fuck, like, how am I gonna like, and then I'm like arching my body in a different way so that I can like align.
Right.
Like still to this day, 69 is still a little like,
off the table. Like,
we still do it.
It's an awkward position.
We still do it, but it's definitely a bit challenging.
Fuck you, this is the first time I'm hearing of this. I'm hearing of this. It hurts a little.
It's like playing Twister, but you're not really.
No, but
Twister.
You know, I have to say, like, out of like everyone I hooked up with, I feel like after we had that talk, our practice session, and like getting to know, like our bodies and stuff like that, we started having really, really great sex. And
like it was like I think the issue before, I think a lot of guys go through this, is like they want to go in and be like, oh, I'm a man, right?
Yeah.
So like with each tall girl, I was like, I didn't take a moment to be like, yo, let's just like take a moment, like we need to keep our clothes on, let's just like align and see how we're gonna do this.
Right.
I was always like, oh yeah, I'll go in, like I'd be fully confident I'm the man.
Yeah.
And so like even when I was doing tippy toeing, I was like, I can't let her know and stuff. But like one day I was like, yo, if I'm gonna talk up with Sandy for a bit, I was like, yo, let's take a moment and let's just like practice and see what positions work for us. And then we did that. And then after that, now I'm more confident with taller people because now I know how to use my height to my advantage.
How do girls feel about like guys asking for sex? Is that like a mood killer, a vibe killer?
Like, hey, can I fuck you? What do you mean? I mean, yeah, that sounds really like a mood killer.
Yeah, well, not those words exactly, but like right before, you know, like there's some tension and he's like, hey, can I kiss you?
That's fucking weird. I mean, it's not weird. Sorry. It's really great that he
considers it,
asked for permission, because I feel like nowadays stuff like that can get twisted.
Yeah.
So I do think it's really important that he asked, but like, I don't know, I feel like most girls,
it's a mood killer.
Yeah, it's kind of
okay. What do you think?
I feel like if the guy's like prepping for it, then I think it's like really weird. Like if like in his head he's like, oh, this date is going to lead to like sexy time, then like, yeah, that's fucking weird. But I think that if it's like naturally flowing, then it's fine.
So wait, but the question was like, let's say it's flowing and then like,
and then he's just like,
would you rather him like make the move? And or would you rather be like, hey, can I kiss you?
It's like you guys are like literally right here, and he's like,
I think if he's like, right
now, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think if he's like, we're like close, and then he's just like, wait, can we have sex?
No, not sex. No, not sex. Hey, can I kiss you?
Oh, I mean, why would you? Can't you just kiss?
Like, if you're so...
Well, I could, huh?
Yeah.
I could just try to kiss.
Yeah.
Except that don't work sometimes. A lot of times that doesn't work.
I think like it's on the guy to be able to socially read the situation.
Yes.
As well, and I think that's a trait that obviously like a girl likes in a guy. A guy would read social situations.
But I also like there's a situation where it's like, guys do kiss girls, and they're like, I never consented to that.
Or like, guys go for it, and then they get hit with the cheek.
Or this.
Maybe they're not ready.
What the fuck? This?
Yeah, because like, I do know, like, there are, like, people who come really close to those cases where, like, the guy's, like, so close, and then they kiss her, but she actually didn't want it.
Oh.
So do you think, like... Ooh, this is getting to, like, a very debatable topic. But... Do you think that's like on the girls
to pull back
or to like remove herself from the situation if he's like, because
if he's like at like 80 like 70 degree and he's going slow, yeah, it's on the girl. Like, what, you a fucking wall? Like,
yeah, but sometimes girls are just like, they don't know what to do, or
they freeze.
Know.
They freeze,
maybe get shy, and they're like, holy fuck, like I don't know what to do.
I think that's a big conundrum, because like, basically, as you said, if a guy basically says, can I kiss you? It's weird. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, if he just makes that move, then you're like, and then you don't want it, then you're like, thing. So, I mean, there's no right answer, man.
Like, I think it has to do with whether or not you have the, like, mental capacity to, like, say whether or not you want to do this or not. Because sometimes people haven't had that experience, right? So, for example, like, I've had times where people kissed me and, like, I didn't want it. But then... until I experienced that, I didn't know that I would have to, like, you know, speak up or, like, communicate that. So I think you just have to experience to, like, understand and know, like, your boundaries.
No, I think that's really reasonable.
If you like the guy, right, have you ever, like, made a guy wait for a kiss?
What do you mean? Like, wait, like, in that moment? Or, like, just, like...
So you don't kiss until, like...
the fourth date.
Oh.
If I don't like him, yeah, I wouldn't kiss him.
Oh, no. You like him.
I like him.
Yeah, would you make him wait?
If I like him back, probably not. I probably... If the first date went really well, it's like, oh, fuck, we're vibing. Like,
right.
Yeah, why not?
Why would
you guys, like, not kiss on the first date?
Oh, no, we didn't kiss. We don't kiss at all.
We don't kiss.
Why would we kiss? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's platonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
No, like, not until, like, the fourth date. Are you kidding me?
You guys didn't kiss on the fourth date?
No, like, we would, every time he would, like, do this, I would go like this. Or, like, he would, like, come closer, I would literally go like this. And then he got so sick of it that he, like, grabbed my head. He was like, and I was like, ah. But, I don't know,
There was just so much sexual tension. But, like, she wouldn't, like... like, oh no, I'm okay. But she was just like,
I would like entertain the idea of it.
Yeah, you would like to kiss me.
I would swerve.
She was just like,
No, if I like you, I'd probably kiss you back. If I don't like you, then I'd be like swerving all over the place.
I'm sorry.
And, like I feel like it's hard to like
not be in the present and
not swerve but not be mean about it. Because I feel like if you're curving someone, you're clearly curving them because you don't like them.
But then if you're curving someone with like flirtatious then that's like fine. Motive then yeah. like
that's cute does that, that adds to sexual tension
yes exactly yeah. like yeah. I never did anything where it was like yay it was more so like
she played it
oh no she was playing
I think playing. That's a better thing
it made it interesting it made it very
it makes it more interesting like I think if you like someone you should not have sex until like a couple dates in at least the way I view it is if you like someone and you have sex right away then basically once you have sex like the curtain's open and yeah, a lot of people just like they just want sex and then they're out so it's like this week you have to learn about each other more and you have to build that sexual tension more which makes it so much more like exciting when it actually happens and then you end up with a higher chance of you know getting together after.
I think a lot of good things take time so if it's so easy to achieve like you know then there's no like wanting to do more
so
like for me too
so you're saying you'll swerve a guy on a kiss if you like him which
yeah,
may have happened so yeah I mean yo guys yo if a girl swerves you it doesn't mean it's over
yeah. but it's a very specific
it's type a very, of
swerve
yeah.
you gotta read the swerve yeah
you gotta read the swerve
if it's like no get the fuck out of my face
that's like it's like fuck off then it's definitely
that's definite off, no
but
yeah
but if it's like then it's like
it's a hard no versus a kawaii no
yeah it's I'm not gonna lie it was like a long period of kawaii no's
I think he and to a
certain point where I'm like do we just be friends like
he's impatient
you guys ever think like a guy could like friend his way
into a relationship with a
girl
100%
yeah no 100% I'll tell you why I've had friends that I've been like close with for a really long period of time like 6-7 years and I never thought we would like or like I never thought we would like see each other or meet each other but then like eventually life timelines line up and then you're just like hey yo like remember me and then he's yeah remember me and then we just
so but I think that's a different case I think if you're an active friend with someone it's very hard to get out of the friend zone
that's also true
in your case you guys lost contact
yes
and
yes.
then you got to start on a fresh slate
yes because if you've just consistently been friends with that person for like 8 years I think it's really really hard to be like hey yo I want to see you as like someone that I want to like date.
Because if you make a move all of a sudden you're kind of it's kind of sleazy
it's kind of weird yeah.
There's a difference between like active friends and like passive friends
exactly
passive friendships is like oh I see you in passing
yeah
you know I'm not like actively engaging in friendship with you like week by week and then that's why a lot of guys get confused. They're like they're actively being their friends and think that that will
get them out of the friend zone.
Transition into, into a relationship.
That won't. No, like won't. Sandy and I were passive friends. Like we weren't active friends.
Yeah, but I can also see like the scenario of like a guy and a girl, and the guy has always been there for the girl as like a best friend, and like for some reason the girl broke up with I don't know a boyfriend and then they started coming closer together because they realized that they're like oh my god like you've been here all this time and like
that's the one that you shouldn't worry about but then like you worry about
it's a semi sleazy kind of thing
I hate that shit.
But that's not sleazy if like I mean it is definitely
because ultimately
like best in the duration of the relationship you and the girl you're like oh who that guy friend
that's they had an ulterior motive the whole time
I don't think they had an ulterior motive it's just like
no the guy probably does
no
in the back of the guy's head
the guy that we saw he's like oh she hot oh yeah. she's dating all right let's be friends and then he'll hope he can slide in
really
yes
guys think like that
Guys would do that.
Damn, whereas, that makes me feel weird.
Whereas, like, so that's a sleazy, but then you can have, that's an active friend case. But if you're just passive friend, you meet her, you're like, oh, thing. And then you kind of just, like, you know, like, hardcore friends.
Then it's
pretty easy, you know what I mean? It's like,
those active guy friends that are like, oh, I'm on the wait list right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think a girl can never be friends
with a guy?
Oh, like, fuck no. Good friends?
No, wait, really?
Well, yeah, especially, look, I mean, you guys are attractive individuals. I think, yeah. Like, if there's...
Oh, that's so interesting.
So, growing guy can never be, like, platonic.
No, in the back of the guy's head, unless he's dating somebody, right? Mm-hmm. If he is a single man and he's friends with you, in the back of his head, if I have a chance, if one day me and Sandy get drunk together.
Okay, what are your thoughts on this? I'm actually really
if confused. me and her just, you know, end up in the corner of a party, I would.
But I do think when I was single, I think when a lot of guys are single,
we will slide on anything.
It is true. It's like sure, but then it's not like a true friend. It's like a kind of a passing party friend. But to really get close, like, and if the guy's attracted to you in any way, it is kind of hard to just be friends. Unless there's like other reason, like work
yes.
or something else.
Yeah,
work
yeah,
friends
yeah.
or something like that. But if it's like a active, like close friendship, I don't think that's gonna happen. If you're saying like a new friend, I mean, like high school friends, fine, but new friend, I don't think
so.
Wait,
but this is, I feel like you have such a put in like attraction too. Like attraction needs to be.
Yeah, so if I'm not attracted to you, then fine, whatever. That's cool. But if I'm attracted to you, and if it's not really to work and stuff like that, I'm not gonna make a random new girlfriend.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you still could be platonic friends. They just can't be hot.
I know that's kind of messed up, but I kind of agree with that statement though, because I feel like when I'm dating someone and then like that guy has a girlfriend, like girl gendered friend, and she's kind of ugly.
Like, it's like, low key.
I'm just like, yeah, go off.
How would you feel if? Let's see, even now, if I made a random new friend that's a girl, and like I'm like in coffee with them, I'm like, oh, I'm hanging out with I'll give me a girl name, like Jennifer today. I'm hanging with Jennifer today, and then I'm hanging out with her, and like you feel like yeah, you know what I mean?
But yeah,
and it wasn't related to work. It wasn't related to like.
No, but that's definitely weird because you're in a relationship. Why the fuck are you like hanging out with another girl alone now that we're dating? Like, if you were previously close friend with another girl, I feel like there needs to be like understand, like,
yeah, no, previously close friends, I'm saying a new friend.
Okay, why would you make a new friend when you're in a relationship though?
No, I'm saying if I'm single, if I'm like what? So previously close friends is cool. I'm saying new friends is weird.
So you can't make new girlfriends, right? If you're in a relationship, like right now
you can't make new like highly active girlfriends, because that's very sus for both girls and guys.
No,
like,
yeah, facts.
This is not just a one-way street. Like, if I met a guy and I'm like, oh my god, he's now my best friend. Like
that's so fucking weird. Like,
yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
no,
it's weird.
You don't do that if you're with someone.
Unless it's like
you know the biggest sigh of relief is like, it was like, oh no, he's gay.
Wait, so when a girl tells you that, like, oh, he's gay, like, is that completely like crossed out for you? Or
yeah.
would you like, oh, god. Slightly think,
I was like, damn, he's kind of attractive. Oh, he's gay though. Oh, yeah.
No, but would you slightly think, it's like, oh, what if he's like
not
fake gay? I'm like, yeah, like, what if he's just, like, trying to get closer?
I go on his Instagram, I'm like, all right, let's see.
Do you guys do that?
What?
Like, I've always wondered, because, like, I feel like I've dated some, like, insecure exes before. Like, do guys stalk their girls' previous boyfriends?
Everyone stalks.
Yeah, everybody
stalks. No, we don't stalk.
Really?
No,
it don't mean you're insecure.
It's not insecure, so it's like curiosity.
Yeah.
Out there,
yeah.
That you
especially if it's the public profile, yeah.
I'm a stalk.
But like, do they stalk with the intent? Oh, I guess it depends per person, right? But like, some people, they be stalking with the intention of like, oh, I'm better than them.
No, I think like if you're like most confident guys, they'll just stalk just because like just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just curious, like, oh, cool.
I feel like when I stalk, it's like a background check.
No, low key same.
It's like, okay, who was your ex? What does she look like? Oh,
like, does
she,
he have a type?
Type of girl? Okay.
How would you feel if she's like not attractive?
Yeah, easy for me.
How would you feel if she was hotter than you?
Ooh.
If she was hotter than me, I'm like, oh fuck, but she probably had like personality issues.
Not the same thing with me. Like, if she's hotter than me, I'm like, they're exes for a fucking reason. So
yeah,
go
yeah,
off.
Yeah. So I feel like hot girls are usually like fashion crazy. I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah. Well, if you're stalking, you're obviously stalking for like the flaws.
Right.
Like, you're not trying to stalk and be like, wow, there's she's never, a lawyer. Let me be friends
right.
with her for
there's
that.
There's never a positive emotion. Like, unless they're not attractive, that's the positive emotion.
Yeah. Yes, I'm hotter.
Yes, I'm hotter than her.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Like,
what if after a breakup, your ex hooks up with somebody like?
100%, I would stalk.
Hooked up with somebody
it's so
like
toxic.
More attractive.
Yeah, it's so toxic. It's like naturally you want to know like who replaced you, and naturally you're thinking about like, fuck, like we used to do that together too. You know, like, fuck. Yeah, everyone stalks like forward and backwards, and like stalking forward is definitely like you should not be doing, because I feel like that just like puts you in a really, you're like digging a hole for yourself, and it's just like not beneficial for anyone.
I definitely think stalking forward is bad. like, I just mute or I just block. Because I think it's healthier to not, like, see it. Even if it's, like, 100%. In the space. Because social media is just so, like, out. You can see everything and know everything about someone's life, almost.
Yeah, and everyone, like, wants to post stories and, like, they want to show everyone what they're up to. And it's just like, fuck this shit. I don't want to see this. Follow, block, block, block.
That's crazy. Nowadays, everybody is so...
Do you think you need to block your exes? Or, like, unfollow them?
No, I don't think you need
I think you need to.
I think you need to. 100%. You don't have to block them, but you should unfollow them. Because I don't really see a reason why you should be, like, friends with your ex, to be really honest.
Yeah. Unless it's, like...
Unless it was, like,
your
platonic,
first ex, like,
I guess.
Back in, like, high school or some shit.
Yeah.
That was, like, so long ago.
I think you need to, not because, like, as an, I think if your new partner requests that you unfollow them, that's a bit of a flag in my opinion.
No, yeah, I feel
it depends
naturally
why,
do
though. It depends why. Like, maybe, okay, like, maybe she keeps popping up on your feed and you're, like, she noticed that you liked her post and it's, like, stuff like that. I feel like that's reasonable to request to unfollow, right? Would you agree?
Fair, but I think stuff like that, if the guy's doing it in the first place, I think the guy's already sketchy. As is, you know what I mean? If the partner is doing that in the first place, it's sketchy. Like, sometimes you just follow because, like, oh, like you naturally might be curious about what's going on. Just passing by, and so you just follow them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The reason why I think you should unfollow your ex after you break up is just because it makes it easier to get over them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's it.
What do you guys think about, like, dating someone in the social media space? Because I've done that before, and I think it's, like, a lot different from dating someone that's not in this, like, field. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Content creation.
What's, like, dating an influencer?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like myself, like, I'm not necessarily, like, an influencer.
But, like, what surprised you
but
when you started dating?
When I started dating Sheldon, like, I think that was kind of a flag for me that I didn't want to be a part of that
life.
Like, I didn't want to be in the limelight. Like, I didn't want to have my life, like, put out there. And, like, I feel like my parents are very traditional.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, like, the whole YouTube creator was not...
That was a major red flag for a mom.
It was a major red flag. Because it's, like, the typical thing, like, how does that make you money? Like, that's not stable. How is this a career? Like, you need a doctor, lawyer, scientist, or whatever. So, like, those were definitely big flags for me. But I think the more we got to know each other, like... The more I'm like, holy shit, you actually, like, work really, really hard on content creating. Like, content creating is not as easy as it seems online. Like, even for me, like, I'm like, oh my god, like, this bitch made a TikTok. Like, that's so easy. I can do that. Like,
it's a lot
of
work, though.
Yeah, and it's a lot of work. And, like, watching
it's like,
work,
she's laughing because she's like,
like, yeah, and I'm like,
you need to, I'm not doing good.
Oh, the
TikTok. Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people who aren't in this space has these naturally these assumptions of like, wow, like, this is so easy for them, like, all they do is blah blah blah. They don't, like, know how to work a 9-to-5. They don't know how to, like, you know, work towards a career. But it's actually, like, a really hard field to get into, and honestly, it made me, like, really admirable of you and your progress. And I was like, holy shit,
what was it like transitioning from, like, oh, I don't really fuck with influencers to, oh, I'm making videos now, yeah, I could talk about whatever the fuck I want on the internet. Isn't it so liberating to not give a fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think I definitely was more on the...
Especially in...
Judgy, shy side of social media, where it's like, I didn't really want to post much. I didn't want to, like, show people what I was doing, because I definitely think I had really judgy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like I also had friends who would be really sarcastic about it. I was like, ooh, you're making a YouTube video?
Oh my god.
Like... influencer Sandy, like, look, she's trying to be like an influencer.
Yeah.
And it's like comments like that definitely, like, made me subconscious, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
And then I think once I started dating you, you're very like, I don't give a fuck, I need to, like, create content whenever I'm just on the spot, on the go. And I really, like, admire that. And I feel like naturally, like, because you're such content creating is your full time, I also kind of, like, want to be a part of that life, just to share that, like, experience with you.
Cute.
Because it's like, yeah, we have told, like, because I work a 9-to-5 and your schedule is, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
And, like, I usually feel like once I'm done work, I'm, like, just chilling, but you're still working. And I felt like I did want to create more of a bond with you by, like, sharing this, like, ambitions.
Ooh,
so.
Yes.
And then she started.
doing
YouTube.
Yeah,
and it was like fun because I felt like it was also motivating for like me, and I felt like it also made you happy because like you're so passionate about YouTube. He's like always checking like my
the analytics,
and things like that. So it's fun. It's I feel like it's another thing that we like bond over now too.
That that's beautiful. I think it is tough for a lot of I guess partners to like just even tap into that space for their influencer or content creator boyfriend girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And but like as content creators ourselves, like we would appreciate it so much that you guys.
So do you think that like it's important for you guys to find someone else that does
low key, low key because, mm-hmm. For the longest time I was like, oh no, like I'm pretty like simple man. Like I make my videos and then I like to hang out with friends. That's why I was like I grew up in New York for the longest time. Yeah. Just because like New Yorkers, like we just do our business and we just go about our lives. Like I'm not really tapped in with like the influencer like space.
Yeah.
Really. I was just like made my videos and I hung out with my like college friends. And that's how it was, right?
Yeah.
Like you were my first like, you know,
YouTube friend.
Yeah. But then we would just hung out with my college buddies.
Yeah.
And it was pretty chill.
But I feel like for you, like you never really like, because I wasn't in the content creating space and I don't feel like you were someone who wanted to date someone in the
Yeah, I was done. I mean, I didn't want to date in general. Oh, I was like, I ain't trying to get a girlfriend. I'm trying to focus on my career and stuff. But I mean, Sandy, pretty great girl. So she changed my mind. I don't think I was looking for someone specifically like content creator. I didn't care about that. It was just like I just need someone. Like I had a list of criteria I was looking for in a girl that would make me be like, okay, maybe I'll consider not being single anymore. And then you only fill that list. Everyone needs to make a list, by the way. Everyone needs a list, a checklist of things they're looking for.
As shallow and selfish that sounds, you need a checklist of like.
You need to be selfish
to find like the like a really good partner.
Yeah, you need to have like the mindset of there is an abundance of people out there, abundance mindset. And so if I meet someone that has a flaw that does not line up with my checklist of things that I want, you should this is your life. You should be like smart enough to be like I can't date this person. So, yeah.
Yeah, don't let your emotions run your life. Show with your brain.
Yeah, Sandy checked it off.
She did. Do you think that, like, in terms of, like, relationship in this content creating space is harder, though? Like, in terms of, like, let's say, like, celebrities and movies. So, you know how, like, everyone, like, dates and then, like, gets divorced and then, like, dates someone else in the space and then divorce and blah, 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 blah. Do you think is that similar?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this, like, in our 20s. I think, it's pretty fleeting. It comes and goes because, like, we put our careers over relationships. Mm-hmm. So we were never prioritized a relationship over the career. And because, like, whereas, like, other career paths is pretty, like, it's pretty safe. It's pretty routine. So then, like...
The podcast relationship and family building.
Right, exactly.
Right at, like, 25 or so.
Yeah. Whereas, like, creating content, it's so, like, active pursuit of, like... more and whereas it's not stable, so we have to constantly push ourselves out of our comfort zone for things. And a relationship is like kind of pulls us on the other side of like, oh, we should start a family, we should
be comfortable. I think it depends though. Like I feel like at the end of the day, if you have a partner that understands like your line of work, like for example, I used to like hate the idea of dating someone that like was in the social media space because I like being the center of attention. So if I have to compete with that in my like love life, then I feel like it's not healthy. But then the more I met a lot of like content creators, the more I realized that it's actually not that bad because then you start to understand that they understand your lifestyle. Because I don't know when I'm gonna sleep. I don't know when I'm gonna stop editing. And if my partner doesn't understand that, then we're gonna fight. And I think it's like hard to have to fight and like get each other to understand each other about those small things. And like if you guys are already both like doing the same line of work, then it's already like, I don't know.
Easier. It's easier. They have, exactly. Yeah.
And yeah, I think at the end of the day, it really depends on like who you choose or like who the person is, right? Like that's with all relationships and all people in this world. But sometimes like there are people that will like understand and compromise.
Yeah, but it also depends on what kind of videos you make.
Jimmy's saying.
That is on you.
And that is on you.
Yeah.
Jimmy's saying it's hard for him given the content he makes.
Yeah, to actually
to find true love.
To find
a real relationship. Whereas, you know, I feel like the family content is a little bit easier.
Yeah. Stable. What we do is definitely easier have that. Yeah.
Well, what's
what kind of videos I make? I go out and pick up girls. I go on dates with porn stars.
I mean, where do you see yourself in like 5 years? Like,
here's the thing you have to understand. Like, that's a brand I built for myself, right? And it's like I'm only gonna escalate the brand and like scale the brand more. So like maybe I see it growing. Like maybe me being like a coach. Like if I'm not playing, you know, coaches don't play. They teach. Right,
so you're a dating coach, basically.
So I don't know, like for whatever confidence, guys to improve themselves, to like be able to just shed themselves from like social anxiety and like, because there's like there's a difference between like a dating coach and like what I'm good at, right?
Yeah,
it's like dating coaches they'll like, oh, you know, like just verbal, nonverbal cues. I specialize in just like approach, like in getting over anxiety and not giving a fuck. Right, so I think I will teach that a lot better than
I think.
A dating coach.
With that being said, then
I'm not a good dater. Like I suck.
Yeah. I mean, but with that being said, I think you need to have someone in your life that understands that is like your ultimate goal instead of like.
Yeah.
Jimmy inspired me a couple times.
To what?
To pick up girls.
No. The one time I was most inspired by Jimmy was you put up that video where you went back to college. And that's when I was like, man, this is like life that I envisioned myself having in college, but it never happened. I was like, that's sick. That video, I was damn.
I was like crashing frat parties.
And yeah, that was cool.
Getting people to make out. And
do you ever wonder like your partner, like what their parents would think about it? Like,
They gotta be like a family that's very open-minded.
Yeah.
They gotta be a family that likes to turn up and like.
You need like a.
That's your criteria.
I think that would be very very fitting for like the type of content I do, right? Because like the content I do is just
let's play a scenario.
Sure.
You're the dad, and your daughter's dating this guy who's you know, runs a YouTube channel, talks about sex, love, drugs,
fucking bitches,
telling bitches. What would you tell her?
Listen, since I'm that guy, and I know I'm a good guy, right? I would talk to the guy.
You would try to get to know him.
If my daughter like loves this man.
But in the back of your mind, you're a little like,
yeah, she's gonna get her fucking heartbroken. Yeah, this guy's gonna fuck her up.
Like, which is okay. I mean, that's like a learning step on her journey, right?
No, I mean, ideally, I would like her to be with a guy who went to like med school.
That's so ironic.
But I just know like, okay, like maybe, you know, in the future, it's just a doctor who makes like doctor content, right? But like, you know, in the future, I feel like, yeah. Anyways, the type of videos I make, I could see that being a problem.
Hey, as long as you recognize that, you know?
Yeah. But you know, but here's the thing. I know my daughter will have a good ass tongue. That's weird. That's a weird thing. I'm gonna retry that actually.
Do you envision yourself more as like becoming a Dan Bilzerian kind of guy? Or no. a stable family relationship in the future?
I would say like a stable
family relationship and stuff.
But like a spicy family though.
Yeah. Like a family that like parties and drinks together and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But you don't want to be Dan Bilzerian.
No.
You don't know Dan Bilzerian?
He's like this like white guy who just like always has a harem of girls.
That's cool.
On a yacht, like they do crazy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
With women.
That is cool, huh?
I think that's a lifestyle that a lot of guys see it and a lot of guys want it.
Not a lot of guys could even achieve that.
Hard, like when you're like him, like he's always with hot women.
I feel like you have to like pop some fire.
I feel like it's a like. I always wonder, is it better for your like yo? Because we're always like, oh, like I'm focused on my career, so I don't get a relationship, right? Is it better for your career to be in a relationship or single? The reason why I say this is. I imagine Dan Bilzerian being single for him like with the girls, he probably has to text all these girls all the time and shit. You know what I mean? Like just maintaining the roto. Maintaining the rotation, a lot of work, man.
Yeah,
like he has a 50-50 girl roster. Like you gotta, hey, yeah, come over tonight. Yeah. She's like, oh, babe,
he probably has someone that does that.
Like an assistant that texts
all the girls. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like when I was single, I'm always, it's like in theory, I am more free, I can do whatever I want, which is good. But in reality, like as a single guy,
you
like,
might not use that time productively.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, okay, well, I need to like go on dates. I need to, you know, hit up girls and stuff, because you're gonna want to do that as a single guy.
Yeah.
And so I've always wondered like which one takes more time.
I think it depends. Well, I mean, everything depends, right? But then like, I've been like in relationships, and then I think I view the time more precious because I have to. Like time for my boyfriend and then time for work. Yeah. But then when I'm single, it's like, oh, I guess all the time is for work. So I could just work whenever, right? But then that's also like I can get lazy.
But yeah, but then you still will want to date and stuff. So it's like that dating time,
especially relationship time. Yeah, that's right. So then at the end of the day, like it's kind of it's like even in a way. But then if you're spending more time dating people, like you end up cutting into your work.
I feel like in my relationship now. Because I feel like my past relationships, I had a lot of mental stress, which is why I had a bad association with relationships.
Because
there was a lot of fighting, a lot of like just a lot of stress associated with it. Whereas my relationship right now, I don't really have that. And so I feel like I have a pretty good balance right now where I don't feel like it was like before.
Fire.
So it depends on the compatibility.
Yeah, like because I always thought I was like, yo, man, relationship wastes my time, bro. Because I got to focus my career. I thought I was so against relationships for like 4 years straight.
Yeah, wait, were you single? 3 years, right?
I've been single since 2018. Well, before Sandy, I've been single since 2018. Yeah,
3 years.
I was very anti. I was like, yo, this shit was my time. I don't want to date till I'm like 28.
We're
30.
Like polar opposites. I'm like a hopeless romantic. Like I want to get married in like 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
So like I'm like on the hunt
But you shouldn't dive in too soon.
Yeah, that's my problem. That's my problem. That's why I like have this thing where I'm like, I have to wait. I have to like see if he can wait. Like because if the person's folding so easily, then I'm like, damn, like he's gonna break up with me easily. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's the concept that I go off with my dating.
Yeah. Well.
Now you understand. Huh?
How do you put yourself?
How do I play in that?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
When do you want to get married?
Not until I'm like 32,
33. Damn. I want to have like 2 kids.
And I am 26 currently. So I have a good 7-8 years left.
No, you have a good 3 years.
Like 4.5?
If you want to get married, you got to like date her for a bit of time beforehand.
Like, I say a year to 2 years.
You're not dating for 2 years before you get married,
what?
Bro.
Actually?
To marriage?
No, 3. You got to date at least 3 years.
For at least 2 years. One of the years
I
you have to live with
three
her.
Three to
like,
four?
No, you date him with for 2 years.
I've been in a relationship for 2 years, then to realize that it was so fucked.
I dated for 5 years.
And then,
it was so fucked.
And then you live with them for like half a year.
Half a year?
No, bro, you fraud. Yo, Jamie, yo.
That's like all butterfly phases.
Jamie.
The honeymoon phase doesn't even end at that point. You're still like in love with like the idea of the love.
6 months is not enough time to see like if your lifestyles actually are compatible or not. It's not enough time.
Yeah.
Like, cause at first,
I guess I'm
pushing
to 35. Then,
like, I honestly,
I just put my time on that.
Damn. Like, I honestly feel like we're gonna still in butterfly phases.
Yeah.
And it's been like more than a year.
Yeah.
So. I feel like we're still in butterfly phase.
Yeah. Yo.
But that will die down though.
Bro, if you're getting married after a year, bro, you're gonna be like the fucking Kardashians, getting fucking 5 weddings, bro. Yeah,
but I know there's a lot of life I want to still live.
Yeah.
As a single guy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of world that I want to like explore.
Do you think like now that you're in a relationship, do you feel like you can't see the world in that sense?
Like, I think the only thing I was always like, yo, I wanna. I had like random single guy goals growing up. I was like, yo, I wanna fuck a bitch from every country. You know what I mean? But I'm also okay with that. I'm also okay with that. Like, to be honest, the only thing I would miss about being single, I actually don't miss like hooking up with girls and stuff at all.
Uh huh.
The only thing I would miss about being single
is the freedom of being able to.
No, no.
If
no.
I wanted to,
I don't think
I could.
No. It's not that. It's more like the being able to think only for myself. That's what I miss.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, today I want to play basketball. Like,
I'm gonna play basketball.
Whereas, like, right, I still need to consider like, okay, I have a partner.
In a relationship, if I play basketball today, does she want to play? Does she want to do something later?
Yeah.
I know, but it's an example.
It still crosses the mind of like, oh, does she want to do something? Like, yeah. Does she want to hang out? Does she want a thing? Whereas like when I'm single, it's like, oh, I'm a basketball. That's all I miss. I don't miss
the girls. Now I got to tell her like, oh, who I'm playing basketball with. No, is there a girl playing basketball with us?
That's never happened, bro.
I actually think I'm very chill with whatever you do because I think personality wise, like I feel like I'm someone who really needs alone time.
Yeah, you are chill, but the thoughts still cross my mind because you are my partner and I do want to, you know what I mean?
Update you.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I feel that definitely.
Yeah, but the, like hooking up with girls and stuff, I don't miss that at all being like anymore.
That's because we have spicy time.
We have spicy time. Spicy time. Right. Keep it spicy.
Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Man. All right.
Yeah, that was a good episode. Good talk, guys. Listen to the podcast on Spotify. Make sure you rate the podcast on Spotify. We got to get those Spotify listeners up. You know, listen to it on your drive to work. You know, also Apple Music. We're on Apple Podcasts as well. Check out these guys on YouTube. Check out the Fan House. We might have, you know, juicier conversations. And what? Highlights channel. Oh, yes. We made a highlights channel called the Down Bad Show Highlights, where we'll be clipping moments, the best moments from this podcast. And yeah, like the video. Let's hit 1,000 likes.
Yes, 1,000.
1,000 likes.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you guys for watching. Peace.
Peace.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.